1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Joining me now from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, where he is about to set off to New Orleans with a 2-ton truck full of supplies for the people in New Orleans is the CEO of Fraser Foods, Mr. Robert Green. And, sir, thank you and welcome to our program tonight.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
And for the head of a company, for the chief executive officer of a company, a man who has the majority of stock in a company, to just get into a 2-ton truck and drive it down to New Orleans with supplies, I think says a lot. And I noticed where Sean Penn, you know, a lot of people have criticized Sean Penn, but I think what he's doing down there sends a very positive message for all people, don't you think?
I think it does, Phil. I think it just shows if you're in the public eye, one of the great things you can do is set an example, and that's certainly what we're trying to do.
And you will be taking off when?
We are hoping tomorrow morning, Phil. We've got 2 tons of supplies and items here from our store and from 5 other Fraser Food stores throughout the Southwest and Midwest. All kinds of things that we want to take down to the people down there who are very much in need, and we're hoping very much that we get going tomorrow morning.
And what would be slowing you up?
Well, the only thing that we really want to leave, and I tell you, nothing's going to give me greater pleasure than I can get behind the wheel of that truck, turn the key, and tell Angel to go ahead and slam the door shut. And we are looking for, we're waiting for some of the television stations to get down, and because I know a lot of them want to do some coverage. So that's all that we're waiting for. And
so they've requested coverage to film you as you're taking off?
There's some writers that we're hoping to see, and I know they want to be here. There's a writer from the Orange County Courier I know that said that he wants to come down. So we're want to get down there as fast as we can.
All right, so the press coverage tomorrow, you'll give a press conference and then take off.
That's what we are expecting. You never know. We've got a very liberal media, and I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say I'm a registered Republican. Right now, it's very dangerous down in New Orleans, and I heard some guy say that it's like the Planet of the Apes down there. It's not a racial reference, but it's as if you're going into a wild, untamed area. So we're taking a risk, but we want to help the people as much as we can, and we're trying to spread the message that's what we're doing. So
now, if the press doesn't show up though tomorrow for whatever reason,
well, we're hoping that they will.
Well, if they don't, you're taking off anyway, right?
Well, if the press doesn't show up, then, you know, we've got 2 tons of things that are very, very well needed by the people of New Orleans. And, we don't want to have to take it over to a garbage dump and just dump it there.
Why would you do that? If you're on,
I'm sorry?
If you're on your way to New Orleans with all this stuff, why would you do that?
Well, as I said, we had an understanding that we would get some press coverage as we were leaving. That's all we're... what we asked for, I had Angel on the phone today and a couple of my contacts today saying, just get a photograph of Mr. Green as he's driving away. He'll have his thumb up out the window and off he goes. And we want the media to be there.
Well, I guess I'm not asking the question properly. Why do you need the media to be there? Obviously...
Well, it's a good question, Phil.
Obviously, the people do need the things that you have. They need supplies. I know that they're being cared for by other agencies, but why is it even necessary?
Well, again, we want the media there so that we can send the word ahead to New Orleans that we have things that we're bringing to them. And also, we went on MapQuest and I checked the mileage to New Orleans. It's about 2,000 miles. That is a lot that's a lot of miles. And that's out of pocket, and we're happy to do it. But I didn't know that it was that far. And so that came as a little bit of a surprise to me. And when I found out how far away New Orleans was, that's when I said, well, let's get some media, and because it's worthy, I think, of coverage.
All right, let's get to some of the things that you have from your store. And by the way, this is I just got to hand it to you, because Vaughn's, Kroger's, I mean, Winn-Dixie, Ralph's, Publix, whatever the market chain, I think all of them, if they haven't already, and I'm sure I would almost certain they have, but if they haven't already, it would be a great idea for them to also take whatever is excess. You know, I worked with a food bank very, very briefly in Miami, where the food that the people in the food banks get are actually from stores that would ordinarily be thrown out.
That is absolutely right, Phil. There's bent cans, there's crushed boxes, things that the food is perfectly fine, but we have to throw it out because it's kind of amusing to me. Some of these housewives, they don't want to buy a can that's got a bend in it. The food's perfectly fine, but they want the can to look good, even though they're going to be opening it up and pouring the contents into a bowl and throwing the can away. But that's, I guess that's a discussion for another day.
So you've got what else?
Well, we've got a lot of things, Phil. We've got, right now, we are loaded up with all kinds of things that people need. Spatulas, we've got hot dog relish. I've got bottles of, we've got a couple of cases of white vinegar, some bubble bath, some ballpoint pens, whatever they need.
Do you have food?
Say that again, Phil?
Do you have food? I mean, I would imagine.
Well, you know, the food situation, as I heard, is being taken care of. So we've got just the things that we had over inventoried, and we've got beets. We've got a couple of crates of good California beets, and a box of party hats. You know, I know that they're not having a good time down there, but we had an overstock of party hats, and these are the things that we want to bring down there that maybe people haven't thought of bringing down there.
All right, so you got spatulas, what else?
We got white vinegar and mayonnaise, plant seed. So we are ready to take it down there.
And is this stuff needed down there? Or?
I'm sorry, when you said it's needed?
Yeah.
Well, I think they would need everything. I don't think there'd be one thing they wouldn't need. So that's why we're taking stuff down there. And, you know, we were, as far as I'm concerned, this is all stuff that they need.
And well, you mentioned that you're breaking down party hats and spatulas.
Well, here's the thing, Phil, when you're...
I'm not criticizing your generosity, Mr. Green, but, you know, I'm sorry, but I just was wondering if these were the things, but you're probably more in touch with them than I am, huh?
I didn't hear that, Phil.
I said you're probably more in touch with what the people need than I am.
We have stuff here that is going to get thrown out anyway, and what I mean by that is it's not stuff that isn't valuable, but if I don't take it to New Orleans, I'm going to take it to a dump. So I'd rather, I'd rather take it to New Orleans than a dump, but right now New Orleans is in such a bad state that it is almost like the largest garbage dump in America. And so if you have things that you don't need that you were going to throw into a garbage can, you know, my philosophy is take it to New Orleans because people desperately need things there.
Well, when you say people desperately need things, all I'm saying is, do they desperately need hot dog relish and ballpoint pens? That's all I'm asking.
You know, Phil, I get...
I'm sorry to put it that way, but...
Phil, we have an abundance of things that the folks are... Maybe they need them, I don't know. We've got tiki torches, I've got charcoal.
All right, see, that's what I'm talking about. Tiki torches and charcoal sounds like they're going to have a barbecue.
Well, you want to know something? When they drain the water out of there, maybe they're going to want to have a barbecue. Have you thought about that?
All right, I'm going to take a break. Everything out of New Orleans right now is so confused. I should not be questioning a guy's motives. That's Robert Greene, our number 1-800-449-8686. He's got 2 tons of stuff that he's taken to New Orleans. They can't get going just yet because they are waiting for... he wants to do a press conference, and they don't know whether the press will show up tomorrow or not. If they don't, then they're putting it off. Among some of the things he's taken down there, though, hot dog relish, tiki torches, and ballpoint pens. Now, I don't know what FEMA or the National Guard or any of the relief agencies are saying that they need, and maybe that's where I need to have more information. Maybe these are things that they've requested. I've got a list here. Spatulas, plant seed, beachwear, party favor hats, and beets. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And if a man wants to be charitable and get some publicity, I don't know whether I'm the one to judge him. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Oh yeah," like the Macho Man.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And staple guns, you know.
Mr. Henry, we're trying to do our best.
And I don't want to question that. I don't want to question your I don't want to question your generosity. Robert Greene is with us here on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You are going to be leaving with these supplies for New Orleans when?
As I said, Phil, we're going to leave as soon as the press. We had scheduled a press conference for tomorrow.
And if the press doesn't show up, though, is what I'm asking.
If the press doesn't show up for tomorrow, then I guess we reschedule the press conference for the next day. But when I finally got on MapQuest and I saw how far away New Orleans is, that's when I said to Angel, who is one of our stockroom guys, I'm not going to drive to New Orleans by myself without, you know, us getting some press, because we want the people in New Orleans to know we're coming, because that's a long way. And I mean, I don't know how to answer your question.
Well, I'm just saying, and again, I think your generosity is fantastic, but you've got a supply of, you've got staple gun, you have staplers, you said that you have some deli scraps and fake flowers.
Yes. So in other words, that's not good enough?
No, I'm not saying it's not good enough. I'm saying...
Look, Mr. Henry...
No, you said that it was... You made the reference that New Orleans is America's largest garbage dump right now. And
no, I'm saying that if you have things you're going to throw away, why not take them to New Orleans? And I don't mean that that's a garbage dump. I'm saying everything, things we don't think we need, I bet you they need. And you want to make references to the fact that they don't need staplers down there or they don't need party hats. Well, you know what? I'll let them decide that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Miriam. Miriam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene of Fraser Foods.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just think that if you're going to be generous, then you don't need press coverage. I mean, if you want to say, hey, look, we're going and we're leaving at this time and you want to snap a picture, that's fine.
Right, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
But on the other hand...
But what if they don't show up? What if they don't show up?
Then you just leave. You go to the people. If you want to be generous, you go to the people who need your generosity.
Well, I do want to do that, Miriam, but you're saying just leave. That's from the city of Los Angeles to New Orleans, around 2,000 miles.
I understand that.
So I'm going to go there.
They're not giving you money to go there. They're
no.
not going to help you get there.
No, you're right. But my time is worth money, and I'm going down with things that I could be selling and making money, and I'm giving them away to these people.
But you just said you're going to throw them away anyway, so you're not going to be making money off of them.
What's that, ma'am? I was just looking. We've got another bunch of trapper keepers. Is that what that is?
See, that right there, trapper keepers. Those are kids' binders.
Phil, school is starting? Jesus.
They're not going to go to school. They have no school to go to.
Ma'am, I
They have
sure.
no TV to see you That's... on for all this media that you're waiting
no,
for.
No, I'm talking about the newspaper. They still buy newspapers.
What newspapers are the folks in the floods buying, man? I mean, in the outlying areas, I'm sure they're getting the Times-Picayune or one of the other local or regional papers. But the people that are living in the floodwaters.
Phil, I don't know. The people that I saw a guy reading a sports page and he was sitting in 2 feet of water. How do you explain that? Yeah. So I'm saying to you and I'm saying to the lady, yes, I want to help these people desperately with whatever we've got. I'm sorry, all I have are ballpoint pens and beads.
Well, then you,
you know, there's an old saying, you don't
live. Got and you donate them to other charities that have a better use for them.
I'm looking here. Direct- you got a case of anchovies?
Yes. Oh, here we go. Let's look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm going to go down to New Orleans to a bunch of people that have been living on an inner tube for a week. And
okay,
I'll say,
but where are they going to put all of the stuff that they actually cannot use right now? They don't have houses to put them in.
Ma'am, I will give a man a jar of hot dog relish, and he will do with it what he will.
A guy that's living on an inner tube. You're going to say, here's a spatula, here's hot dog relish, and here's a ballpoint pen.
Yeah, I am, Phil. And you know what he might say instead of you and this lady? He might say, thank you, Mr. Green. And I wish that you would have gotten some press coverage.
All right. Miriam, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We'll go down here to Edward. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Edward.
How you doing? Good afternoon.
Fine. Good,
good
afternoon.
Evening, rather.
Good evening.
Yes. Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing? So I'm not to belittle you or downmean your character, but you sound like a bigot to me. Okay, first
boy,
of all, let me
boy, you really must be looking,
you,
what did I say that was
No, bigoted? No, you said New Orleans was like the planet of the apes.
I like said
people
that
are running around like it's like a jungle out there.
No, I said it's like a wild place. I said not in a you heard me too.
No,
I said
but you
not
said
in a racial sense. I said not in a racial sense.
Right. Okay. Well, but another thing, I'm employed by Publix Distribution Center, and I know for a fact a day after this catastrophe happened, we loaded three trailers that Shaquille O'Neal personally came and picked up himself and delivered. To New Orleans.
All right, now here's
you mean
the point.
To tell me you're giving spatulas?
Wait a minute,
what can a guy on an inner tube do with a spatula?
Okay, let me ask something. See, you're putting down, and you're delivering trailers to them? What are they going to do with
no,
those?
No, I said we loaded
like
trailers. I work for Public Warehouse.
Now, you sent three trailers. Big deal. Three trailers.
Full of food.
Full of food. Full of food.
It had food in it.
Food, campus, all type of juice, all type of Gatorade, water, medical supplies, gauze.
All right, I think that's good. I think our stuff is better.
No, but
we've got firewood.
You're a CEO of a
supermarket? Grocery chain. Yes, sir. Yes.
Come on, man. Spatulas, that stuff that's counted as
well. You really look down your nose at me, you big guys, huh? You got a big grocery chain. I got five stores, five lousy stores. Okay.
Right.
Now we're delivering spatulas, plant seed, party hats, bubble baths.
Oh my God. You might as well take that to the dump, dude.
Pots and pans.
What can people do with a party hat? There's no time to be partying.
Well, I said...
Then you tell America that you're waiting on the media. Evidently, you're not doing this from your heart. You're doing this as a publicity stunt.
Or is it Edward? Is that your name, sir?
Yes, sir.
You guys that work at these big companies, you can talk big, okay? I don't have... Yeah, I need a little bit.
No, you are a CEO.
Wait a minute. You're the CEO.
Six figures. I'm an employee.
Now, look at Mr. Green. As big as Publix is and as small as Fraser Foods may be, the gentleman's point is this.
No. It's not about what I do and what he does. It's what about our stores can afford, okay?
You're sending down hearts of palm, play balls, and candy corn.
You ever seen a kid that doesn't like candy corn? Oh, you guys got to be kidding me now. You got to be kidding me now.
But come on, man. How about some canned food, stuff that won't perish?
Right. Come on, man.
The hearts of palm is in a can.
I know you have a dent and scratch section where you just throw losses in the back, dent cans, Vienna sausage cans that may have a dent, because we do it.
Let me tell you about that. No, we make the people in our store. As a matter of fact, I follow customers, and I'll say, there's one right there. And she'll say, well, it's got a dent in it. I said, well, guess what? You're taking it. See, I don't play around.
You see the relationship, Bob, is what we're talking about.
With Publix, customers are first. If the lady she could take that can home, and they could have left our store perfectly fine, and she could have came back and said she don't want it anymore, has a dent in it. We're going to take it back.
You guys are talking about perishable. When's the last time you saw a beach ball perish?
Oh boy,
food. We're talking about food.
But anyway, Mr. Henry.
Well.
It was
all right.
A pleasure.
Thank you, Edward.
Apparently, he doesn't understand the food business.
Well, I don't. What you need to tell me about the food business, sir?
I'm telling you that I'm donating what I can. We've got palapa tents. We have
palapa tents.
Yeah.
Right. Palapa tents. Party hats. Spatulas.
All right. How about Mylanta? We got a whole two cases of Mylanta. Like they don't have a stomach.
I think maybe you need to go to a comedy store or something. You're trying to be funny and facetious.
No, sir, I'm not.
I am trying to say that
I'm donating what I can.
Why don't you go to the canned goods, like this gentleman said, and...
Because I make people buy our bent cans. I don't throw them away.
All right, look at Edward, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Or hold on, Dan, let's go to Karen. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. I just had a recommendation for this gentleman because I really would hope that his heart is in the right place.
Of course it is.
Maybe you could really better utilize your generosity by possibly selling those goods. Like, have a big, in your parking lot, a big sale. Sell those goods to the people that can actually use them and take that money and send it down there. Or possibly
there's a great idea. Great idea.
Do what my store's doing, and I'm just an employee. I don't own a store.
I'm not going to get press coverage for that.
Is it about the press coverage, or is it about helping people?
It's about
helping
people, and the only way you can help people is if they know that that's what you're doing.
How about this? How about every time somebody shops in your checkout aisle, you ask them to round up to the next highest dollar. Take that 75 cents
Everybody
or 55 cents.
Everybody does that.
Everybody does that.
And donate that.
I'm the CEO of the company driving it down myself. I don't see Bill DeVilla or any of these other big shots driving trucks. Bill DeVilla, he probably doesn't even know that there's trucks going to his stores.
I don't even think Bill DeVilla knows what's in his store. Driving there and back and send that down there. That's
we are sending down ballpoint pens, beachware, spatulas. I've got a wonderful selection.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We are with Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on a generous donation he is making to the people of New Orleans. 2 tons of items from his 5 of his stores that he will be driving himself. And you're right, there are not a lot of CEOs of major grocery chains that would do that, Mr. Green. You are not leaving until the press conference is completed, but you haven't had any press show up. So I guess what I'm asking is, when is the latest date that you would leave?
The latest date we would leave, Phil, I would imagine would be Friday, because that's when the press, the weekend, obviously, the press is not working full time.
But, I mean, if the press does not show up, Friday will be the latest that you'll leave, right?
I don't like to think of them not showing up. We're looking positively. We're expecting a couple of the morning shows here.
Here's a thought. I've got you on my show. This is press. Why not consider this a press conference? You can leave.
With all due respect, Phil, this is a talk radio show, and that's fine. It's radio. It's not TV. I haven't exactly been talking to people that I would consider individuals that are journalists. I understand they're members of your audience, but that's not the same thing.
But if you don't, if for whatever reason the press doesn't show up.
Well, if the press doesn't show up, then I have to ask myself, why am I getting in a truck driving 2,000 miles with ballpoint pens and spatulas that I could sell? And therefore, I would have to take it to the garbage dump at that time.
You're going to throw it away.
I'm going to throw it away, because I'll tell you something. Look, you don't seem to understand.
No, I understand that if you don't get any press coverage, then it's not needed.
Well, all I'm hearing are people telling me, why are you taking beats and party hats? I'm taking beats and party hats because that's what I have to contribute. My mother used to say, whatever you can do, whatever you can share, this is what we can share. And all I'm getting from people is vinegar to drink. If I was Jesus hanging on a cross right now, and you know what, I shouldn't say this, but a lot of ways I feel like I'm Jesus Christ hanging from a cross right now. And your callers have raised up a sponge, which I think is clear river water, and in point of fact is red wine vinegar.
Well, you know what? That's what you're taking to New Orleans, so...
No, we're taking white vinegar, and that's a couple of cases, and we're taking a lot of other stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Barbara, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Barbara Kuhn, and I'm from Port Sulphur, Louisiana, Plaquemine Parish.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me tell you something. I clean out my cabinets every week when I had a home. I don't have a home anymore. I came to Fort Lauderdale, Florida to visit my son and stay with him. I quit my job, a mail carrier. I don't have nothing left down there.
I'm ready. I'm on my way. I'm going to bring you... What are we going
to do? I'm not down there.
What's that?
Listen, people need sanitary napkins. They need things like that, toothpaste, bath soap. They're getting all the food they want from FEMA. They don't need
you can understand.
Trash.
I'm not going to bring down something as delicate as a sanitary napkin. How would I look giving that out? People are going to call
me
a pervert.
You just take boxes of baby diapers, anything, baby wipes, things like that. You do not take, things. They don't have any appliances to clean. They don't have any salads to make with your vinegar. They don't have any, unless you give the pencils or something to the school kids. They probably dried up. You've had them in your store so long.
No, ma'am. As I said to Mr. Henry.
Things you can't sell. I've had
these things
before.
Ma'am, what about bubble baths? You wouldn't take a bubble bath. Is that it?
Well, you can't.
Where are they going to take a bubble bath?
In a nasty water that comes out of the faucet. It's pure
I'm
black
saying
water.
After it gets to be good water.
But it's right now what they need, Bob. Why don't you just take the stuff and forget the press? You want a press conference for a truck loaded down with spatulas and beach balls, okay? And
Jesus. Who has time to go to the beach, you know?
Ma'am, can I ask you something? Because Mr. Henry and his other callers don't seem to understand.
I'm from down
first
there,
all,
sir,
first of all,
I
I'd like to say bubble bath. The bubble bath thing was a joke. Okay.
All right. Is this a joke? Cuticle remover.
Yeah, we've got that.
They don't have any nails left after trying to get out and fighting for their lives every day for the last 7-8 days.
Well, I can
evacuated because I was there for Betsy and I was there for Camille. I was walking my German Shepherd one day and I saw the levee crack. I said, if it's deeper when I get back from walking the dog, I'll call someone. Sure enough, the water was deep. They worked for 2 weeks putting wrecked cars in a crack in the levee in Fort Tupper behind my house.
What are you doing?
I'm just giving her theme music.
Mr. Green,
see,
this is not a laughing matter.
Or something.
This is not a laughing matter.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is a laughing matter, Phil. I'm saying to this lady, Barbara,
yes,
that I am doing what I can. As my mother said, whatever you can give. And right now, the only thing I can give, I'm sorry, are beets. Are beets not any good?
Well, they're going to have buttered beets in the oven tonight. They don't have anything good.
Get a load of you laughing at me.
All right, look, Barbara, you're down. You've lost your home. What parish was that?
Clackman Parish.
Okay, now where are we in relation to New Orleans? How far away from
New Orleans? 50 miles south of New Orleans
in
the Delta.
Now you're down
on the west side.
Are you down near the, right down there where a lot of the fishermen live, people like that?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Empire, Burris, Dennis.
All of those homes down there gone?
Yes.
I would imagine.
I talked to my niece today in Belchase, Louisiana. They lost everything.
Oh, God. Now, you're in Fort Lauderdale with your son, so you're okay,
yes,
huh?
Yes, uh-huh. I'm okay now. My husband committed suicide after Camille.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's when they were capping off the wells for future generations where we could buy and sell it from the Saudi Arabians. My husband blew his head off back on the levee in South Louisiana.
In Louisiana?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask something. Yes. You mentioned the things that people... First of all, I want to tell you how sorry I am to hear that.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Hey, Mr. Henry, are you going to get back to me?
Would you just hold on, Mr. Green? I am so sorry to hear that. Now, you mentioned the things that people do need, which are the diapers, the sanitary napkins. I imagine any first aid supplies, right?
Sure.
And what else? The food is
baby
the food's
wipes,
there, right?
Baby wipes,
little things like that. Yeah, yeah. Things
I mean, food, they're going to be lined up giving the food away. I mean,
right.
They have people coming in and dishing out food. And
they got
like
and they got water?
Yes, they have water. They have things like that. All they need is the necessities, you know, to keep clean and keep this stuff sanitary.
Well, hon, thanks for calling us, okay?
Okay.
And do you have any idea what you're going to do in terms of building your house again?
I'm not going to. This is the third time. Betsy, 5 years later, Camille, and now this. I'm just going to stay here in Fort Lauderdale.
Hold on. Would you put him on hold?
Look, I want a press conference. But
just shut up for a minute. So you're not going to rebuild down there.
No,
but you're going to take whatever insurance money that is coming to you and probably go someplace dry.
Uh-huh. And see, we didn't have flood insurance in that area.
May I suggest Palm Springs, California?
Will you shut that guy up? You didn't what here? What say it again?
We don't have flood insurance in the Delta.
So are you saying you don't have any insurance money coming
for any portion of your home? I'm 67 years old, and I was just, you know, had been delivering mail for 15 years.
Were you on a pension?
I have a little bit, not much. You don't have it until you work 20 years, but that's what I was trying to work for.
All right, honey, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Glad you're alive, okay? And Mr. Green, I'd leave that stuff behind. Go ahead and talk to the cameras.
Hey, ma'am, look, you know, the desert, there's no floods.
Wow.
What'd he say?
He said in the desert they don't have floods, which is bullcrap, because in the desert when they flash flood, it's pretty bad. Okay, Barbara.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
I guess you give what you can give, but, you know.
Spatulas ain't making it right now, though.
I don't think so. I don't think they have any eggs to turn over, flap pancakes.
Thanks for calling us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You jackass.
What did I do?
I'll tell you what you did. That woman had a real story of tragedy to tell, and you're selling your beets.
I'm giving them away.
You're giving away. I don't want your beets. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm just telling, we're back on the air. Phil Hendry Show, Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. That woman's story was heartbreaking. And
well, I understand that, Mr. Hendry.
I mean, her husband committed suicide during Camille. So at that moment, I wasn't really thinking about you getting your crates of beets and spatulas and rulers down to New Orleans.
All right. If what you're doing is minimizing my contribution, I understand that lady's story was very sad, and I empathize. Tell me this. We also have bilge pumps.
How many?
We got five or six.
Bilge pumps for a boat?
Well, you can probably use them at other... You know, you really got a lot of judgment, don't you?
What, do you sell bilge pumps at Fraser Foods?
I stopped off at the marina and picked them up. Hello.
I'm here. I'm waiting on a some calls. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Damon. Go ahead.
Yes, Phil. I think Mr. Green, he's trying to do right by what
Thank
he's
you.
Got. But he is, he's kind of going about the wrong way. I think he just has excess amount of stuff. He's just trying to write off for tax purposes. But, you know, I have a brother that lives
South New Orleans. Tax write-off for me?
Oh, yeah, I think that's what you're trying to do, and I feel sorry for you for that, but the people in New Orleans need, the basic needs is food, water.
No, the lady just said they don't need food.
Sanitation.
The lady just said they don't need food.
You've never been there, Mr. Green.
Well, I just talked to a lady who lives there, and she said they don't need food, and I said they got to have spatulas.
Wait, gentlemen.
That lady didn't need any food.
The lady's in Fort Lauderdale, and she said that they didn't need food or water, but they needed things like diapers.
And they don't need mayonnaise.
They don't need mayonnaise.
No, the people, they need something more solid than that. You know, if you go on the interstate...
I know they don't need water. They got plenty of that.
...in the sun with just no water to drink or anything. But my sister, she's taking in families right now. She's not asking for a press conference or anything like that. You know, she does it out of goodness of her heart. If you want to peddle that stuff, you know,
That's very interesting. You said she's not asking for a press conference. You just mentioned her on the radio. You just mentioned her on the radio, so you just gave her a press conference.
He didn't give her name. Damon, are you there? Damon? We lose the guy? He didn't give his sister's name.
Well, he just said...
No, he didn't. Damon, thank you, sir. I think we lost your cell phone. 1-800-449-8686. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, thanks. I'm about to try to straighten this guy out. I'm calling from Ooltewah, Tennessee, and down here, we know what he's up to, and we see it.
Wait a minute.
You're about to lose your place in heaven, Mr. Green, and I got a scripture verse.
What is this, some kind of a frame-up? I'm trying to go down there. And give these people...
Spatulas, beets, and beachware, and beach balls. Hot dog relish, party favors, and tiki torches? What are these folks going to do with that stuff?
That's ridiculous.
You know,
I'll tell you something.
Is it in the Bible?
Saying that I'm going to go out hunting. I'm going to go out deer hunting.
I don't think it's
and
funny.
Take me a party
and
favor.
And you're sending them a boogie boards?
Let me ask this guy. It's in the Bible. It says, never look a gift horse in the mouth.
No, it doesn't say that.
Yeah, it is in the Bible, isn't it?
Say that.
Doesn't it say that in the Bible?
No, that doesn't say that in the Bible.
Let me tell you what. You're about to lose your place in heaven, sir. And we're trying to
straighten
you out.
Well, I called ahead, so they better not. I better not lose it because I called ahead for it. That's a joke.
For Matthew 6, one verse.
Six cases of flip flops.
Do not your alms before men.
No, I don't think they need flip flops.
Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. I don't know if you've ever had a country butt whipping, but I'll tell you something. If you were down here in Tennessee or wherever you're from, we would give you an attitude justice. We'd give you an attitude of justice you wouldn't forget about.
Are you listening to what this man is saying?
Who?
The guy that's on the phone.
Oh, yes, I am. I just saw Sean Penn on TV, and he's got a mustache, and I want to know what movie he's doing.
Okay, look here. I'm telling you something that's important. What you were doing, we see clear through you.
Where is she hiding?
You're sounding a trumpet before men.
Yeah, check that out.
You're trying to be some kind of heathen, trying to get all the glory, while you're using some desperate people and suffering people for an excuse.
Try eating an olive.
Will you come on and listen to the guy?
Never had a country butt.
I already went to church.
Come down here and to Ooltewah, Tennessee, and we got some folks on deal with you.
You got to be kidding me.
Not only are you losing your place in heaven,
but you're
about to lose your doggone skin.
Now, did Burt Reynolds pay for that part in Deliverance, or did he just work for scale?
All right, we got to get going. Thank you very much, Ken.
No, I want to find out if this guy worked for scale in Deliverance. Oh, he hung up, huh? Mr. Henry, are you there? Mr. Henry? Get on IMDb and find out what that movie is that Sean Penn's in, will you?
Right away.
And also, find out what Kirsten Dunst is doing. Boy, look at that Jeannie Wolf. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take her down. Miracle Pies. If it's a good pie, it's a miracle. Oh, well, this is Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods, hoping the press shows up tomorrow morning. Mr. Henry apparently is not there. The caller's not here. And I guess I'm here, so I'll go ahead and take it out. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hello. All right, I don't know. This is Robert Green. I am here at my store in Buena Park, California, where I am attempting to leave with 2 tons of, yes, things from my store that I guess aren't good enough. Now, I've heard from a lot of people tonight saying that they need diapers and this and sanitary napkins. You know what? I don't feel, if you don't mind, I don't feel like loading my truck full of sanitary napkins and passing them out like I'm some kind of a pervert. I would rather take the things that I... I can't sell. So I've got spatulas, beads, tiki torches, and beach balls. Now, if somebody's going to tell me to turn around and take it back to L.A., boy, I'd love to meet that guy. However, the good news is it doesn't look like there's going to be any press conference. No one's going to come out and cover me leaving. So guess what? I'm taking all of this to the city dump. Thanks a lot for nothing. Thank you, Mr. Henry, for having me on your big-time radio show, which I'm sure is going to get me nothing but complaint calls, if any at all. And I would like to say, for the way that I was treated tonight, I hope every last one of you dies, and dies slowly, hopefully in a car fire. Yeah, that hurts, doesn't it? Well, guess what? I'm only kidding. How's that feel? No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. I really mean it. No, in fact, I am kidding.